the Iranians reversed themselves early Saturday. The newly critical language by Ukrainian officials in the aftermath of Iran's admission stood in sharp contrast to more cautious statements in recent days. It partly reflected the frustrations in a country that had been thrust in the middle of the conflict between the United States and Iran. Mr. Danilov, the Ukrainian security official, said Iran had been forced into conceding that its military had brought down the jet because the evidence of a missile strike had become overwhelmingly clear to international investigators. He said Ukrainian experts on the ground in Iran had gathered such evidence since their arrival on Thursday, despite apparent Iranian efforts to complicate the investigation, including by sweeping debris into piles rather than carefully documenting it. When a catastrophe happens, everything is supposed to stay in its place, he said. Every element is described. Every element is photographed. Every element is fixed in terms of its location and coordinates. To our great regret, this was not done. Mr. Zelensky's office posted on Facebook photos of plane wreckage and a Canadian man's passport showing small piercings, consistent with the hypothesis that shrapnel from a surface-to-air missile hit the plane. We expect Iran to assure its readiness for a full and open investigation to bring those responsible to justice, to return the bodies of the victims, to pay compensation and to make official apologies through diplomatic channels, Mr. Zelensky said in a post on his Facebook page. We hope that the investigation will continue without artificial delays and obstacles. Mr. Rouhani, in a statement cited by the FARS news agency, offered condolences to the victims' families and said that the terrible catastrophe should be thoroughly investigated. The Iranian expressions of remorse were met with frustration by Ukrainian aviation officials who had been struggling since the crash to get meaningful information from Iran about what had happened. Even in the statement of Iran, there is a hint that our crew was acting independently or that it could have acted differently, said the airliner director, Yevheny Dykenye. The crew received no warning before leaving Tehran, Ukrainian officials said. The plane took off as Ukrainian flights from Iran had dozens of times before and followed the same departure routes as other airliners leaving that morning, Ihor Sosnovsky, said vice president for flight operations, told journalists.